Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Have you ever seen a ghost? Call 1-800-330-9999. Want to know what you did. So, my daughter, Hayden, I should say, is obsessed with ghosts and everything. And every year we go to Salem, Massachusetts, and we do the whole witch thing. And every year she's wanted to stay at the Hawthorne Hotel. You need to make these reservations 1 year in advance at 9 a.m. They sell out within 60 seconds. For years, I could never do it. Finally, last year, I get the reservation for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's excited. I get the reservation. My best friend, Danielle, does not get in on time. So now we have one room for me, Danielle, and our three teenage children.
Okay.
So we're going to squeeze into one room, which is 100% against the hotel policy.
I mean, I hope it was at least dual beds, right?
We had two beds in the room. So this hotel is widely considered one of the most haunted hotels in America. And, you know, it's been busy, so I haven't really thought about it. When we walked in to check in over the weekend, I go, oh, my gosh. And Danielle is terrified. She's like, I don't want to do this. She's like, I'm going to sleep in the car. So you're not going to sleep in the car.
I mean, she wanted to do it enough that she made sure that she came and roomed with you, given the fact that you couldn't get the extra room.
Because we've talked about it for so many years. But yeah. It's funny when you talk about it. It's not funny when all of a sudden it's real and you're about to do it.
Oh, yeah. That's like being a bungee jumper and you're on the edge of it. And you're like, okay, now it's time to go.
Now, she says to me, if we're staying on the third or sixth floor, I'm leaving. And I say, okay, those are the two most haunted floors, right?
Okay.
And we check in, and the first thing they say is like, great, your room 316.
Nice.
Oh, gosh. 325 is the most haunted room in the hotel. There is a lady that walks the halls. She chills in that room. The furniture moves. Like, there's a whole lot of issues there. And the first thing we say when we walk in and we see the guy that works there, I go, have you ever seen a ghost? Deadpan goes, I'm sorry, ma'am, we're not allowed to discuss that. And I was like, what do you mean you're not allowed to discuss that? People come here because it's the most haunted hotel in America. What do you mean you're not allowed to discuss that?
Mm-hmm.
He says, not a word about it. But the place feels weird. We go to get on the elevator. The light flickers above our head. Danielle's like, I'm out. And I'm like, Dan, it just flickered. This hotel was built like 100 years ago. Like,
it's
whatever.
Just an old light bulb. It's an old elevator.
Right.
Take the stairs if you're nervous.
So now all of us are in our pajamas, right? Mm-hmm. Me and Hayden are in one bed. Stella is in bed with her two kids. Way too tight. And I decide that I'm going to record this before we go to sleep because everybody is a little bit on edge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're all in our pajamas. We're all in bed. Is anybody nervous?
I am. No. I am. Danielle is nervous.
Danielle, what are you going to do if you see a ghost tonight?
I'm just going to keep my eyes closed. I'm just going to fake sleep. That's my plan.
You're not going to acknowledge the ghost if you see it?
No. And I'm not opening my eyes, period. And if I have to pee, too bad. I'll wait till morning.
She was terrified, and I think she purposely positioned herself in between her children that if she had to sacrifice one of them, it would be okay. But then, of course, there's the teenagers.
Mm.
Hayden, what are you going to do if you see a ghost tonight?
Probably sleep through it.
Are you nervous?
No.
They're not nervous. We're nervous.
I mean, they wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Why aren't they playing into it?
Well, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Oh.
Nothing. We slept through. I was so tired. I probably would have slept through anyway.
Yeah.
If there was a ghost jumping on my head, I probably would have slept right through it. The bed was extremely comfortable. Thank you, Hawthorne Hotel.
I mean, the scariest part was probably the bill.
Well, actually,
yeah,
not as bad as you think.
Really?
The reservation is harder than the actual how much it costs to stay there.
Wow.
But, you know, I had all this anxiety about, like, what happens if I see something or I hear something or something happens in the middle of the night? We're only a few doors down from the most haunted room and, like, in the entire country. And nothing happened. But did you ever actually see a ghost? What did you do? 1-800-330-9999. It's like the big question. If you see a ghost, what do you do? What do you do in that situation? It's funny. I stayed at the Hawthorne Hotel in Salem, Massachusetts over the weekend. It's been like a bucket list item that my daughter and I have wanted to do for years. It's one of the most haunted hotels in America. And I was terrified. Nothing happened. And then you get like all in your head about like, what am I going to do if I actually see a ghost? And my plan was just to keep my eyes closed. That's what I was going to do.
Mm.
But if you actually saw a ghost, what would you do? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Have you seen a ghost?
Yes, and it's insane. I was 10 years old, and I left my bed, saw this older woman with the blonde and, like, a, you know, like, old-fashioned kind of dress in the hall, and she's staring at me, and I'm staring at her, but she smiled, and I was like, I didn't really think anything of it, you know? I saw her a few times. And years later, I brought it up to my brother, and he said, oh, my God, I used to see her, too. And I just had, like, full chill goosebumps. Like, after he said that, because I thought it was always me. It was insane.
Because you always think it's in your head until somebody says, I saw the exact same thing, and then you know it's real. That's the thing.
Mm. It's so creepy.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Producer Sean, you have a ghost story, right?
Yeah. A couple years ago, me and a bunch of friends were at my buddy's house. His wife was out with her friends. Football Sunday. We're drinking, watching football. His dog is, like, laying with me. I'm petting him. Out of the corner of my eye, I see something. It looks like something's peeking around a corner, and I'm ignoring it. I'm just like, whatever. But the dog stands up and is staring at this thing. Now, this thing is there for like 5, maybe 10 minutes, not moving. The dog's just sitting there staring, and I'm just ignoring it. I'm like, no, it can't be what I think it is. It's stupid. I'm not going to believe in that. So after a couple minutes, this thing just like peers back, you know, disappears around the corner again, and the dog freaks out. Dog chases a going right around the corner, standing there barking, and we know nothing's there. His wife isn't there. No one's there. My friend goes to look, and he's like, and we're just like, he's like, did you all see that? Because I was just trying to ignore that, too. And I was like, yeah, I was trying to ignore it, too. And to this day, I'm still trying to convince myself that it wasn't a ghost, but there's no logical explanation. The dog saw it.
Yeah.
The dog was staring at it with me.
You know who else sees it?
My wife gets freaked out by the dog staring at things.
Yes. The babies. Oh, my gosh. My niece, when she was really little, I remember one day she was like 1 year. It was she had to be like 1.5 years old. She just started singing "Happy Birthday," like, you know, like how a baby would sing it.
Sure.
And like staring at a corner. It was my grandfather's birthday, and it was like she was laughing and talking to him.
Yeah.
It was wild, and it's so scary, and you don't know what to do in those situations. You know.
Creepy stuff.
Oh, I know. I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. Like, when did you see a ghost? Or, like, what did you do? Because I always wonder, like, what do you do in that situation? Daniel wrote he saw his grandmother. She had passed away when she was young, 50 years old. She was sitting in his bed smoking a cigarette. She told him that I'm going to go through 3 hard things in your life, but after that, you're going to do great things. I mean, I hope smoking a cigarette in the bed wasn't one of the things.
I mean, right. I want to know how many of those things he's gotten through at this point. It should have been a longer text.
Yeah. I don't know. If you ever saw anything, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999. What did you do? Or you can let us know on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. It's terrifying when you see a ghost, but what do you do? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Have you seen a ghost?
Yes, I did, actually. I saw one 2 years ago. So one day we were all sitting in the living room. I was in the kitchen and I walked towards the living room and I'm talking to them. And as I look through my front windows, I see a gentleman walking up to the house and I bring him to their attention. So they all turn their heads to see who it was. We all thought it was the delivery guy. They saw nothing. I'm the only one that saw the figure walking up to the house. But the thing is, we have cameras. And when I looked back at the cameras, there was nobody there at the time that I looked.
Yeah, that's weird, you know?
Really weird.
It's definitely weird. You ever see the movie White Noise? You want to freak yourself out thinking about those cameras. Check out that movie.
Mm.
Oh, man.
White Noise.
Yes. It's freaky, man. It's creepy.
From 2 years ago.
Oh, no. This one is way back. This one is freaky deaky.
Sheila, have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes. So I used to live in California, and I was home visiting my sister and her family. And it was, you know, one evening we were hanging out talking, and she and her husband bought this house that were the original owners years and years ago, like 30 years ago. And the owner of the house, the mom was the local school nurse and the dad was the postmaster. The mom had passed away, but the father was still alive and living in the area of the house that my sister owned. And all of a sudden I'm sitting there and we're hanging out in her living room. And I look, and all of a sudden, I see this, what appears to be like a 10 or 12-year-old girl in a long white nightgown walk what was then, or now, the wall of the dining room through the doorway in the opposite direction. And I was like, what the heck was that?
Mm.
And I told my sister what I just saw, and she's like, oh, it must have been the girl that passed away when she was 10 or 12 years old in this house. And her father, who was the postmaster, had just passed away. They had it in the local paper. So she's like, she must have come back to find her dad. And I was like, what?
What?
She told me that there was a little girl that lived in this house and she passed away in this house.
And
it was the creepiest thing. I burst into tears.
Well, I mean, she said it so matter-of-factly, right. Like it was no big deal.
Right. Like, just another day in California. Oh, would you like some ranch with your pizza?
Right.
How about some avocado on that toast? Oh, yeah, there's a girl that just walks through doors here.
Jessica. Did you ever see a ghost?
Actually, yes. My husband and I, 4 years ago, were at a friend's house, and we were chatting about our families, and my grandfather at the time was in the hospital slowly passing away. And when we left my friend's house around 1, 2 a.m. in the morning, we're driving home. My husband's in the driver's seat. And all of a sudden, we see a person walk from left to right across the main highway. And I said, did you just see? And he goes, yeah. And we both slowed down. The person was on our right-hand side on the shoulder, and they were gone.
Oh.
And the next morning, my mom called me and said, Grandpa passed away.
Oh.
So I definitely saw my grandpa.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on the way to the hospital when my grandfather was passing away. And I mean, I didn't see him or anything, but all of a sudden I remember I got off the exit and I just knew. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
That was his way of saying goodbye to you.
Absolutely. And you have that intuition as well. So it was kind of like nice at the same time, but freaked me out a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's scary. Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.